This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Good morning, folks. Here we are again. Today I wanted to talk about two topics. First, of course, is going to be about Apple and the announcements of the new iPhone 7 and new watch. It wasn't anything that I didn't expect. The bigger issues and the bigger surprises were the ones that actually most of the audience were laughing at and cheering at as well. And that's software issues. That they've partnered with Nintendo, they've partnered with Pokemon for applications that other people don't have right now. That was really the surprises. There weren't that many that were directly related to the hardware itself. The big controversy, which is what I really wanted to talk about, it's been bothering me. The big quote-unquote controversy is the earphone situation. And so what, for if you have not heard yet, Apple has actually gotten rid of the 3.5 millimeter jack in the iPhone 7. What does this mean? Apple's explanation is, first of all, they're courageous enough to do it, which is very true. The second one is that it means that it's a huge piece of junk that's stuck in the middle of a phone. And because it's a big piece of junk, they have a hard time stuffing more things into a smaller package, which is their overall goal. And getting a haptic engine and this and that and all that kind of stuff into the phone, this jack takes up a lot of real estate. So they want to get rid of it. That's the major reason for it. What I'm interested in is to see how people's reaction has been. And it's been very interesting to see this huge resistance to change. Now, there are economic issues. We can definitely say people are going to have to go out and buy new earphones. That said, you can use a dongle. And I'm sure people will come up with smaller, shorter adapters as well. Apple, I think, has given the fact that Belkin's already come out with an adapter that does allow power at the same time you can use your phone. I personally see there's not going to be too much of a problem on that end. And people can adapt easily enough. And there'll be plenty of third-party adaptations. There'll be plenty of third-party phones, earphones before you know it. People will continue to use Bluetooth. I've actually decided this is the event that finally got me to stop using my 3.5 millimeter jack on my phone and plug into my old aux port on my stereo in my car, the Bluetooth. And so I have a new Bluetooth adapter that I will start listening to all my stuff on, and I have one less cord in the car. It's nothing that's extremely exciting, the argument about having to use your earphones at the same time you use your power, I'm not buying that one either as much, because generally those are two functions that don't happen at the same time. So we'll see. That all said, it's just so interesting to see people get so worked up, at least on, the usual suspects of social media, this issue. It's a resistance to change issue. It's an issue where people say, I've always done it this way, you've got to keep it this way. And Apple decided to make a design decision. I think this is going to be an actually very wise design decision. It's, as it's been pointed out, 35 millimeter jack or its antecedents have been around since the time of the first telephone switches. It's time for a change. And they can do a lot of things when they go away from that analog plug. They originally made the Lightning in order to handle audio. We're doing it right now. The microphone I am using is actually a plug-in to my phone through the Lightning port. So audio works fine. It's not that big of an issue on that side. It's always been planned, I believe, that Apple is going to eventually get rid of the 35mm jack. So, what is everyone getting upset about? Like I said, it's change. We have a very hard, big resistance to change. And being able to say, okay, so that's great, let's just move on to the next thing, or okay, what is this going to do for me? Or as a lot of people are going to say in industry, great, this gives me a whole bunch of new opportunities. It's the same thing that happened, and I saw the same reaction in many ways 2 years ago when Swift was introduced, or 3 years, two years ago. When Swift was introduced, you could see the horror on people's faces at Worldwide Developers Conference. And I read about it in the introduction to SwiftSwift View Controllers, at least one of the early editions. And I saw that huge amount of horror. And I exploited it. I started writing exclusively Swift. And I did pretty well for quite a while until the rest of the market has caught up with me. And now I'm okay, but that bill to make appy.com was that one opportunity. And that's the second thing I want to bring up was, well, I'm thinking about these earphone jacks and all the people who are going to start adapting and all the companies that are now going to start making new adapters for their current hardware or making new headsets for the new plug or highlighting Bluetooth a lot more. All of that is now new opportunities. And it just takes a while to get used to. And we'll see what happens. And I don't think it's one of the bigger issues in the world today is that the Apple got rid of the headphone jack. But a lot of people are going to make big stinks about it, and I'm sure there's more than a few Android people who will now claim that Apple is inferior to their exploding Galaxy 7s. But that's life. But this issue of change brings me to the other point that I was going to make. And then I have to tell you a little bit of personal medical history. I suffer from gout. I did not know that till this summer. It's one of the many things that have messed up this summer beyond belief. And I am one of those people who suffer from gout. If you're not familiar with what gout is, it is caused by a chemical called uric acid. And uric acid can form crystals in your bloodstream. Generally, those crystals settle to lower areas of your body, so it's very often in the foot. And those crystals look a lot like a scalpel, double-bladed scalpel. So you get a scalpel with no handle. And those microscopic scalpels sort of just cut into anything they get in their way. So I have been suffering from foot pain since June, and it was finally diagnosed as gout. It was not a fracture as they first thought. And I've had to change my life. And I'm looking at this issue of change and saying, okay, there's stumbling blocks and there's opportunities. And the gout is more of, in my mind, an opportunity to make changes to who I am and changes to ways that I do things. Some changes are really difficult. I'm dealing with one that you are so glad that you are not in my car right now with me. And that is that I have had to relearn how to use my accelerator and brake pedal. How I contact my foot on the accelerator and brake pedal make a big difference in aggravating my condition or not feeling it or it not showing up in the first place. I've found that the brake pedal apparently is the thing that irritates more than anything else. I can run for 3 miles and never feel this problem, but I'm in the car for 20 minutes and it can start to hurt if I don't put my foot in the right place. So I've had to relearn how to touch the brake pedal on my car. And that's a hard thing. It means that I've had a few more less than elegant stops, a better way of putting it. And so, yeah, I'm learning. Speaking of which, here we stop. Ooh, that one wasn't bad. Yeah. I just pleased this one. I'm glad I stopped this one. I did. So I'm learning and I'm seeing other things that I haven't done and I'm looking at all this and it makes a very interesting concept is that, and what I said about the earphones as well, when we have stumbling blocks, do we look at them as stumbling blocks or do we look at them as new opportunities for growth, for productivity, for profit, for whatever? Are they opportunities? And I think a lot of times people get intimidated by the negatives, by these stumbling blocks, by the things that are resisting them. It could be, you know, a bad work situation. It could be that there's just someone that you have a bad relationship with. And I'm not talking about things that are truly physically harmful or emotionally harmful, but I'm talking about there are times where we can change, we can take advantage of a situation, and we don't because we're afraid that we're afraid to make the change more than, or we don't see we need to make the change. And that brings us into the next part of this, is saying, okay, what do I need to change? And when I get to the programmer's mindset, which I talked about when I talked about debugging, the whole idea of doing analysis, not just on your programs, but on everything, is such a critical thought to me. I was complimented the other day about this. It's like, I'm absolutely amazed how much you sit here and analyze things. And one of the things I was analyzing that none of my doctors bothered to ask me was, okay, are there physical things that I do that make my condition worse? And this one was really easy to figure out, but I figured out it was my car. Whether that aggravated enough in the first place to start this whole mess, I'm still not sure. But that was one of them. And I can say, okay, so if I put my foot in this posture versus this posture, does that make a difference? And the answer was yes, and so I have been working very hard to make sure that I use that second one. Otherwise, I feel it. So that's that part. But how do you take an opportunity, and where do you find these opportunities? They're all over the place. Just if there's something that there's a vacuum, or there's something that's stopping you from doing something else, that's a good place to find an opportunity. Like I said, I talked about Swift. If you're good with wiring and sound equipment, you know, there's going to be all kinds of interesting ideas that are going to come out of the iPhone 7. And there's going to be whole industries that have to change to make this difference. And there will be change. It's not a situation where a lot of people can say, oh, I'm going to just switch over from iPhone to Android because of a headphone jack, because my headphones are going to be more expensive. Think about that for a minute. You're going to buy a new $600 phone so you can plug your $20 headphones in. I'm missing the point here, because that doesn't sound very logical. Again, some people they may do that because they're so emotionally tied to it. And that's another part of this, is we gain when we are being resistant to change, we're resistant emotionally, not necessarily intellectually. It's very much a feeling of being threatened of our own existence. And we're talking about a headphone jack here. And we're threatened by our existence. Could I be threatened by my existence and my gout? And the answer is yes. Could I feel that I am now, technically it's arthritis, I am now an arthritic patient and there's lots of things that I can't do anymore. And the answer is no, I am not going to stop running because of gout. Which is one of the things I could do, is just say I'm not going to be able to run anymore. I spent the whole summer not running and I was climbing out of my skin until this week when I finally got on the treadmill and started doing a few exploratory runs. I hopefully will be out on outdoors by next week, which I am looking so forward to. And, yeah. So that's what I wanted to say. I think there's a chain here that I wanted to just bring up that's been bothering me. And that's the chain that we find far too many people, and we shouldn't, and I suggest that you don't, take stumbling blocks, take change as a stumbling block, or take stumbling blocks themselves, and then get stuck by them, instead of turning them into opportunities. A series of stumbling blocks make a great set of stairs. And I would, for that thought, I think I'm going to leave you today. And I hope to hear from you next week, and we go through some more fun and exciting stuff. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.